A state funeral for former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney will be held on March 23 in Montreal. Mulroney died February 29 at a Florida hospital following a recent fall at his Palm Beach home. He was 84. Parliamentarians are expected to pay tribute to Canada's 18th Prime Minister in the House of Commons when MPs return to Ottawa on March 18 after a two-week break. Members of the public will be able to pay their respects to Mulroney in Ottawa when he lies in state on Parliament Hill. There will also be an opportunity for public tributes in Montreal when he lies in repose, a term used when a former Prime Minister or Governor General's casket lies anywhere other than the Hill. Details on the specific location for the funeral and more information about the public viewings are expected soon. Brian Mulroney never stopped working for Canada, Trudeau said in a statement Tuesday as he released some details of the funeral plan. He was a champion of the values that unite us as Canadians and will forever be remembered as a force for the common good. His funeral will provide an opportunity to honor his incredible legacy, one that will continue to shape our country for generations to come. Mulroney led the Progressive Conservative Party of Canada and served nearly 9 years as Prime Minister between 1984 and 1993. He is remembered for being the leader to usher in new trade relations with the United States, first with the Canada-US Free Trade Agreement and later the first version of the North American Free Trade Agreement. He was also passionate about environmental causes, leading a global treaty to protect the ozone layer and signing a pact with the U.S. to reduce the pollution that causes acid rain. South Africa remembers him for helping champion an end to apartheid as a leader within the Commonwealth Group of Nations. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky noted Mulroney was the first Western leader to recognize an independent Ukraine. State funerals are public events held to honor former governors general and prime ministers, as well as current cabinet ministers. The prime minister can hold them for other eminent Canadians as well.